Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam liked fragrance very much. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam would remain fragrant all the time. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam would use fragrance a lot, so that his followers would also use fragrance with the intention of acting upon the sunnah. Otherwise, there is no doubt that the blessed body of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was itself naturally fragrant, and the blessed sweat of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was itself the best fragrance in the universe. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala an said that once the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam gently moved his luminous hand on my face, I found it cool and like such a fragrant breeze which comes from the fragrance box of a fragrance seller. My dear viewers, it is stated in Shama'ile Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam liked nice and excellent fragrance very much, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam disliked the unpleasant smell. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam would always use nice fragrance and instruct people to do the same. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam had a special kind of fragrance which he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to apply. It was the blessed habit of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would apply musk to his blessed hair of the head and the beard. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, I used to apply such excellent fragrance to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam that its glisten would be observed on his blessed head and beard. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.